Hello, everybody, and welcome to Into the Darkness, the podcast where I talk about horror movies that most people wouldn't even know existed. My name is Joe Farrar. I just wanted to say that I've been getting a couple of people from other podcasts who wanted me to, they've given me a good review. A couple of them have given me a really good review on my podcast, and was just asking for a review from me in return. And I just wanted to tell everybody who has sent me a review and wants me to review them, I am trying my best to find out how to do that. I have gone to asked me to give them a review. Wanted me to review them on Apple Podcasts, and for the life of me, I went to Apple Podcasts and I saw all the reviews, saw all the ratings for this podcast, but I could not find, for the life of me, where to leave a podcast myself. So I told the person, they said, well, you can do it on Google Podcasts, because I have an Android phone. And I have Google Podcasts, and I went there, and still, I cannot find anywhere where I can leave a review for someone's podcast. I know it can be done because people have done it to me. So I just wanted to apologize to the people who has asked me to do that, because I'm still trying to find out how to do it. If anybody knows how to do it, drop me a line or something and tell me. I've Googled it. I've gone to YouTube. I've done everything I can, and I just don't know how to give a review, or at least on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Haven't tried Spotify or any of the other ones yet, but I've tried, and I just don't know how to do it. So I just wanted to apologize to the people who has asked me to give them a review. I've tried, and I just, for some reason, I just can't seem to find where to do it at. Once I understand how to do it, I will give you all a review. But I just wanted to mention that I do apologize. I'm not ignoring you all. Just don't know how to do it. Now, I'm going to go on and get into the movies for this week. The first movie that I want to talk about is everybody knows that I love evil clowns. And I found this little gem of a movie, and it's called Clownado. It was made last year in 2019. It's rated TVMA. It's about an hour and 39 minutes long. This movie is about a cursed demonic circus clowns set out on a vengeful massacre using tornadoes. A stripper, an Elvis impersonator, a truck driver, teen runaway, and a dude get caught up in the supernatural battle between the femme fatale and the boss clown from hell. Now, this movie was directed by Tom Sheets. He's a really good director. He's directed 49 movies so far, and including back in 1991, he directed a movie called Madhouse, and he directed Zombie Bloodbath back in 1993, and Sleepless Nights back in 2016, which I'll probably be talking about that movie sometime in the near future. Now this movie stars John O'Hara. Now, he's only been in three movies, including 2014's Ouija Death Trap and 2016's Sleepless Nights. Like I said, I'm trying to talk about that movie sometime in the near future. Now, this movie also stars the beautiful Dylan Fawn Harvey. She plays a stripper in this movie. Gorgeous young lady. She's been in 15 movies. including a short film back in 2014 called The Crawler. She was also in Sleepless Nights back in 2016. And she's also in 2017's Bone Hill Road. I may be talking about that one in the future too. Now this movie also stars an iconic horror actress that I freaking love. I met her several years ago at a horror convention, and that's Linnea Quigley. She's been in 168 movies, including the classic it's back in 1979, The Tourist Trap. She was also in Return of the Living Dead back in 1985. And she was in the Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-O-Rama back in 1988. Love that movie. And it does have I'll mention later on about this movie has a tie-in to Clownado in some way or another. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But she was also in Night of the Demons back in 1988. All horror fans should know by now who she is. She's the lipstick girl in Night of the Demons. And she was in 2016's The Barn, which I talked about several episodes ago. And now this movie also stars another iconic legend in horror movies, the horror genre, and that's Eileen Dietz. She's been in 110 movies. Now she was in 1973's The Exorcist. Now she played the Pazuzu face, and she also was a stand-in for Linda Blair, because Linda Blair was just a little girl, and some of the scenes she just couldn't do. So Eileen Dietz was her stand-in for that. But she was also the face of Pazuzu in that movie. And she was also in one episode of the Planet of the Apes TV series back in 1974. And she was also in the serial killer movie called Carla back in 2006. I'll probably be talking about that one in the near future too. And she was also in the remake of Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 back in 2009. And she was in a movie I freaking love called The Freeway Killer back in 2010. Now, this movie, like I said, everybody who knows me and has listened to my podcast knows that I love evil clowns, and I've seen some evil clown movies that, you know, was okay, and some of them was pretty bad, but this one is amazing. The special effects is fantastic. It's really gory for the gore fans out there, and it's got Linnea Quigley and Eileen Dietz in it. Now, this is about this woman. She's working for this circus, and she's married to the owner of the circus, but he treats her like crap, and she is having an affair with one of the other workers. He finds out about it, and things go wrong, and he shoots this guy in the head, and the way he does it, it makes it look like that she did it. And they work out this plan, supposedly, to where she won't get arrested for his murder. But he ends up humiliating her with some kind of circus act. And at one point, I thought he was going to be killing her in front of the audience, but anyway, he humiliates her, and she goes to this fortune teller who is a witch, and she casts a spell on him where, well, they're out doing some bad deeds to somebody, and she casts a spell on us. There's him, and I think three or four other ones. I'm really not quite sure how many there are, but they get a spell cast on them where they travel in tornadoes. And every time a tornado comes, they appear. And this is an ingenious story. The plot, the idea of whoever thought that sharks would be in a tornado and Sharknado, but this tops that, I believe. This is one of my favorite evil clown movies. And they get this spell cast on them where they travel, they appear in tornadoes, and this stripper and truck driver and Elvis impersonator and a teenage runaway, they all meet up in certain ways, and they end up at this strip joint. Now, the reason why I said that Sorority Babes and the Slime Ball Bolarama has something to do with this movie is because they end up at this strip joint. Well, that's where they meet the stripper, at this strip joint. And the owner of the strip joint is Linnea Quigley. Well, her character is named Spider. Now, anybody who's fans of Sorority Babes and the Slime Ball Bolarama knows that she was in that movie, and she played a crook, a thief, and her name was Spider. Now, it doesn't say rather that her character in Clownado is the same character in Sorority Babes or not, but use your imagination or just think what you want. But her name is Spider in this, and her name was Spider in Sorority Babes. So, to me, I think that her character is the same character as in Sorority Babes. But they pay tribute to that movie in that scene when they meet her, and she's the owner of the strip joint. But this truck driver and this Elvis impersonator meets this stripper, and gorgeous girl. She is gorgeous, and they all end up at this diner, and that's where the clowns appear for the first time. When after all the characters get together. And the owner of the diner is Eileen Dietz. And then it's just the whole movie is just them trying to fight these evil clowns. I strongly suggest this movie. It's got a lot of gore in it for you gore fans. And the acting is really good for an independent film. And of course, it's got the iconic Eileen Dietz and Linnea Quigley, and I love this movie. I can't say enough about it. It's a must for all horror fans, and if you like evil clowns, the makeup for the clowns is just amazing. I mean, like I said, this is nothing I can. Bad I can say about this movie. I do give this movie a 10 out of 10. Actually, I should give it a 10 plus out of 10 because it's so good. The amazing ending. I love the ending to this movie. And so you can get this movie at Amazon, of course, as always. Amazon Prime. You can rent it on YouTube, and you can also watch it for free on Tubi TV. Now, the next movie I want to talk about is a movie called Incubus. Made back in 2011. It's rated R, and it's about an hour and 20 minutes long. Now, this movie is about a group of cops are outmatched when a visitor arrives at their station. A centuries-old demon with a taste for blood and a huge score to settle. Now, this movie was directed by Glenn Ciano. He's only directed two movies, 2013's Infected and this one. This movie's won award at the Rhode Island International Horror Film Festival. It won Best New England Film, and it won the New England Discovery Award. Now, this movie also stars another horror icon, Robert Englund. He's been in 167 movies, including an old 1976 movie that I freaking love, and it's called Eaten Alive. And, of course, in 1984, he was in The Nightmare on Elm Street. He was in all the... he played Freddy Krueger. I know you all know that. He was also in a 1996 movie called Killer Tongue. I've seen this movie once a long time ago, and if I remember correctly, it's really good. I need to check that one out again. He was also in the 1997's Wishmaster, and he was in a 2015's movie that I talked about several episodes ago called The Funhouse Massacre. This movie also stars another icon, William Forsythe. He's been in 150 movies, including he played Flat Top in 1990's Dick Tracy. He was also in 1991's movie Stone Cold. This movie I was in for a brief moment. I played a reporter in this movie. Well, he was in this movie as played a biker. He was also in 2005's Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects. And he was in Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween back in 2007. Now, this movie also stars someone that I didn't really even know he was in movies until I saw this movie, and that's Joey Fatone. He's been in 54 movies. I was really surprised at that, including 1993's Matinee, 2002's My Big Fat Greek Wedding, 2008 he was in Beethoven's Big Break, and of course everybody knows that he was in NSYNC. And now this movie is about a police station that's they're moving to a different new location, and this station is it's pretty run down, and there's only a skeleton crew at this building. And they've got a boy handcuffed to this bench, and they're talking to him, and he's claiming that he was having sex with this girl, and a shadowy figure just disappeared in behind her and cut her head off. And of course they think he's crazy. They think he's the one that did it, until this figure appears at the police department with the head of the girl that he was talking about. And of course they cuffing him and everything, and then all hell breaks loose through the whole movie. What it is Robert Englund is this demon. He's called the Incubus, and he plays mind tricks on people and disappears and reappears and handcuffs himself, and then he's handcuffed back, and he brutally murders a lot of the police officers. And there's a really surprise ending about a baby at the end of it. I won't tell you what it is, but this movie it's really good. The acting in it is really, really great. The production value, I don't know. I guess it may be. They did it this way because it's supposed to be a rundown police station, but I thought that the production value was a little bit cheap looking, but like I said, I think they may have done that to make it look like, well, you know, they're moving away from this place, and that's the reason why, is because it was an old building. But this is a good movie, and if you like Robert Englund, then yeah, this movie is for you. It's very gory and plays mind games with you too. The cinematography is great in it, and Joey Fatone, I was impressed. I did not really realize, like I said, that he was an actor. I just thought that he was a singer in NSYNC, but they've got some really shocking scenes in it, gory scenes, and I just strongly suggest you see this movie. I give this a 10 out of 10 also. You can get this movie at Amazon and Amazon Prime. You can rent it and buy it on YouTube. And you can also see it for free on Tubi TV. After this short break, I'm going to be talking about a horror comedy that I have loved for the longest time. So I'll be talking about it right after this short break. Now, the next movie I want to talk about is 2008's horror comedy by the name of Otis. It's not rated, and it's about an hour and 40 minutes long. Now, this movie is about the suburban America has gone haywire in the midst of a serial abductor slash killer's rampage. A beautiful young teen, Riley Lawson, goes missing when her desperate parents are contacted by her kidnappers. An insufferable FBI agent takes charge of the case. But from deep within the psychopathic subterranean world created by Otis, Riley turns the table on her tormentor, manages to escape and to contact her parents. Fed up with the tragicomic inability of the FBI to find their girl, Will, Kate, and Riley's brother, Reed, decide to take matters into their own hands. Now, this movie was directed by Tony Krantz, and he's directed four movies, including 2007's Sublime and 2010's The Big Bang. Now, this movie stars a newcomer at that time called by the name of Boston Christopher. And since then, he's been in 12 movies, including 2000's Unbreakable. And he was in one episode of 2001's TV series called Ed. And then he was in last year's sequel to Unbreakable by the net called Glass. This movie also stars Ashley Johnson, gorgeous young lady. She's been in 135 movies, including 1990's Lionheart, 1995's 9 Months, 2013's Here Comes the Night, and she's been in 97 episodes of Blindspot, starting back in 2015 to the present. And this movie also stars Ileana Douglas. She's been in 118 movies, including The Last Temptation of Christ back in 1988, 1999 Stir of Echoes, which is a fantastic movie. I've seen that several times. And 2014's She's Funny That Way. This movie also stars an iconic actor by the name of Daniel Stern. He's been in 78 movies, including 1984's Chud, 1989's Little Monsters with Howie Mandel, and 1990's Home Alone. He was one of the crooks that were trying to break into the house, and he was in 1991's City Slickers. Now, this movie is It's funny as hell. This guy, Otis, he has this one girl that, in a way, you kind of want to feel sorry for him because he's lonely, and he lives with his brother. His brother's a security guard, and but in this barn that he has in the back of their house, he keeps this. He has this girl chained up, and he just wants to relive the prom since he didn't go to the prom. And he tortures her if she doesn't do what he says. And she tries to escape, and some things happen, and she doesn't make it. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly how she was killed, but something happens to her, and he doesn't want to kill her. He just wants to keep her and reenact going to the prom and going to a drive-in movie. He's got everything in this barn, drive-in movie theater with a car in it, and so he can go neck it, and they can go watch a movie and they can neck. And I mean, he's got it all set up just perfect for him. And but something happens to her and she's killed, and so he has to go out and get another girl. Well, this Riley is, he sees her. In fact, he's a pizza delivery guy, and he delivers the pizza to their house, and he falls in love with her immediately, and he kidnaps her, and he does pretty much the same things he did to the first one, but she's strong-willed, and she plays along, and she eventually escapes, and she finds her parents caught. Well, she finds a telephone, calls her parents, and that's exciting enough just to watch what he does to her and how she escapes. But what happens after that is classic. I mean, it's what her parents does is just amazing. It's funny. It's brutal. It's sad. I mean, all kinds of emotions just swirl with what they do. This movie makes you feel sorry for him, for Otis, because he's lonely. But then again, you know, he's sadistic what he does, and then what the parents do. You know that they're doing something to get revenge off of their daughter being kidnapped, and they know, they think they know who kidnapped her, and it's just this is a crazy movie. I loved it. I love every minute of it. Cinematography is great. Acting is really good, and I really strongly recommend. And the ending is shocking, and I guess you could say, I don't know the word for it, but it's satisfying. That's the word. What happens at the end of it is satisfying to me, anyway, because you think one thing's going to happen and it turns around and it's the exact opposite. But yeah, this movie is really good. I suggest it, Otis, and I give this a 10 out of 10. You can get this movie in Amazon and Amazon Prime. I got the DVD several years ago, and you can rent it also on YouTube. Now, that's the movies for this week. Recap of first one is Clownado. Awesome movie. Awesome independent movie. 10 out of 10. 10 plus out of 10. Got to go. You got to see this movie. Get on Tubi TV because it's free there. There's movies I've seen on Tubi TV that, it's there for free. But that some movies that are good enough to own, I go out and buy them on Amazon. And this is one of the ones I'm going to buy. I've got to have a copy of this movie. It's got the iconic horror actors, Linnea Quigley and Eileen Dietz in it. The acting is great in it. And the clown makeup and the clowns are really evil in it. And I definitely strongly suggest you see this movie. So Clownado. And then the second movie is Incubus. I give it a 10 out of 10. Really dark, very gory, and the acting is spectacular. I love this movie, and it's very gory, and it's kind of creepy in some sections of it. Now there's a lot of things that you kind of are gonna expect, you know, like you've seen before, but that's okay because the acting and the cinematography is great in it. Now, like I said before, the production value, to me, I may be wrong, but the production value is, I think they could have picked the better sets for it, but I think what they probably did was had it like this because it's supposed to be a rundown police station and they're going to be moving anyway. So I do get it. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Love this movie. And then there's Otis, a horror comedy. I love this movie. I've loved it since I first saw it back in 2008. And it's a fantastic movie. The acting is great in it. Really shocking ending. And I give this a 10 out of 10 too. So yeah, that's the movies for this week. I hope everybody is staying safe with this virus going around and everything. And like I said, there's a lot of people who are out there going back to work and everything, so probably not staying home like you were when this first started. But if you are staying home, there's the opportunity to watch some of these movies and listen to some podcasts. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I do apologize for the podcast people who are wanting me to give them a review. I have tried to give their podcast a review, but I just don't know how to do it yet. When I find out or if someone tells me how to do it, then I will review your podcast. But I do apologize that I haven't done it yet. So yeah, that's all for this week. You can listen to this podcast, Into the Darkness, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and at anchor.fm/JoeFerrar. And I do know that there's a lot of people who are having a hard time right now with money, but just wanted to let you know that I am accepting a listener sponsorship to help keep this podcast going. There's not much. You can donate 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you do want to donate, there is a link on the podcast description page or the episode description page. And I hope everybody gets a chance to see these movies, and I hope everybody stays safe. I do have a email address. It's intothedarknesspodcast@yahoo.com. So drop me a line if you want to, and let me know if you have seen any of these movies. And so until next time, keep it scary.